This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, ask. Sorry, Granger. So, you said in your lecture that God doesn't have a son, and it's a big derogatory to him, to ascribe a son to him. And you even said how people should react if something derogatory is said to probably our parents. But I want to go into, first of all, the clarity about God having a son or not. And I discovered from checking the Quran does not, Quran, maybe we'll pick it one after the other to see some of the things that Quran says and be able to say, like Quran chapter 39 verse 4. I want to read it, but anybody can also read it. Quran chapter 39, verse 4.
I can't hear the last part. What did you say Quran says?
Quran chapter 39.
Quran chapter 39?
Verse 4.
Verse 4. What does it say?
Okay, he's saying there, if Allah had wanted to take himself a son, he could have choose anyone he wants out of those who he created. Glory be to him.
I can't hear you.
Okay, maybe you could read it out for me.
Okay.
Quran chapter 39, verse 4.
Verse 4, yes?
So, will you read it?
Yes.
I want you to read it.
You want to read?
You said you can't hear me, so maybe you should read it.
Yes.
Okay. Quran chapter 39, verse 4. If Allah had wanted to take himself a son or have a son, he could have choose anyone he wanted out of those whom he created. Glory be to him that he should have a son. Now, that's my beginning. From this Quranic verse, it is clear that Allah could choose to have a son.
Ah, okay. I'll give the reply. That's the question?
No, that's not my question. That's the
question telling me? You are misinterpreting the Quran. What's the question? Tell me, I will tell you.
Okay.
So this verse doesn't mean Allah can choose. I will tell you.
Okay, good.
You ask your question, I will listen. What's your question?
There are many Quranic verses I want to use to build up the question so that you can answer it clearly.
What's your question?
Good. The question is, can Allah have a son? And when we look at what the Quran itself is saying, the first one is that it's saying that if Allah wants to have a son, he can decide to have a son. That is number one. Number two is now that he said that in Quran chapter 6, verse 101, Quran chapter 6, verse 101, he said he is the originator of heavens and earth. How could he have a child when he had no mate? He created all things and had perfect knowledge of everything. Now, Quran, I don't know if I should continue. Should I continue?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What's the question?
Yes. Quran chapter 6, verse 101 is saying that if Allah choose to have a wife, who is going to be the partner? Because he doesn't have a partner. But Quran chapter 19, Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 20:21, the same thing is a question that Miriam, asks the angel who actually came from verse 17. Allah shows that he came in the respect, in the appearance of a man in all respects, and dialogue with him and tell him that you have a son. And he said, how can I have a son without knowing anybody?
I got your question.
So she was able to have a son without an husband. So in Quran chapter 6, verse 101, that is also possible by Allah, because Allah said whatever he likes to say.
I got a question.
Good. So, to continue with that.
Your first verse was which? The first Quranic verse was which?
Sir?
The first Quranic verse.
Yes, I've not finished the first one.
No, what was the reference?
Quran chapter, the first one. Quran chapter 39, verse 4.
Okay, fine. I got it. The brother has quoted two verses. Yes, of course. Surah Zumur chapter 39, verse number 4. and Surah Anam chapter 6 verse number 101 and Surah Zumur chapter 39 verse number 4 says, if Allah had intended to take a son, he could have chosen from what he creates, whatever he willed. Exalted is he is Allah the one and prevailing. Now the brother is asking a question. This means if Allah wants, he can take a son. And similar in Surah Anam chapter 6 verse 101. So brother is saying that Allah can take a son if he wishes. That's the question.
Okay.
But the verse is very clear. If.
Yes.
But no. It does not. It is not befitting for Allah to have a son. Complete the full verse. If you read this context, it says in the first verse, unquestionably for Allah is the pure religion. And those who take protectors say, we only worship them who may bring us nearer to Allah. Allah will judge between concerning them. Indeed, Allah does not guide who is a liar and a disbeliever. Read in context. Don't read out of context. So Allah is saying these people are liars and disbelievers. Then Allah says, if Allah had intended, that means Allah does not intend to take a son. It's a telling. So read the context. It says, unquestionably for Allah is the pure religion. Allah does not guide who is a liar and a disbeliever. Then the next verse starts. So don't quote out of context. Correct? If you quote in context, you come to know Allah is telling all those people who say Allah is the son, etc., they are liars. And then Allah says, if Allah had intended to take a son, he could have chosen from what he creates, whatever he willed. Exalted is he. That means he's far above having a son.
Okay.
So this, let me complete. You ask the question, now listen to my answer. Don't interrupt. Understand?
Yes, sir.
You don't understand the Quran. Here Allah is saying they are liars. What you're doing, you're taking a verse from the Quran out of context and trying to misguide. In context, it says that this is all nonsense. These people are liars. And even the next verse. So from here we come to know, if Allah wanted, he could have done. Allah is far superior than this. Then coming to your next verse of Surah Anam, chapter number 6, verse number 101. It says, he is the originator of the heavens and the earth. How could he have a son when he does not have a companion? The Quran says, how can Allah have a son when he doesn't have a wife? Allah is giving the answer. How can Allah have a son when he doesn't have a companion? And he's created all things. When he's created all things, he doesn't require a companion. We were created. He is uncreated. So Allah is saying, how will Allah have a son when he does not have a companion? He created everything. So this verse is very explicit. Allah cannot have a son. There's another verse in the Quran which says, if Allah had a son, I would be the first person to bow. Quran says, if anyone says Allah has a son, tell them I'll be the first person to worship him. That doesn't mean Allah has a son. There's a verse in the Quran that if Allah had a son, tell them I would be the first person to worship him. That means Allah cannot beget a son. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. The whole Quran should be read together. You can't take out of context. Quran is very clear cut in Surah Ikhlas, chapter number 112, verse number 1 to 4, which says, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Say he's Allah one and only. Allahu samad. Allah the eternal and absolute. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He begets not, nor is he begotten. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. There's nothing like him. So this is the definition of Allah. First you have to know the definition of Allah and then try and read the other verses of the Quran. You can't read out of context and try and misguide the people. Allah is telling in this world, there are people who are liars who will say this.
Okay.
So, let me finish. What okay? You ask the question, you have to listen to my answer. This is no debate session.
Yes. I want you to just clarify
not finished the answer.
With the Quran.
I have not finished the answer.
Verse 20 to 21.
I have not finished the answer.
Okay, sir. Continue, sir.
Do you understand English?
Continue, sir. I understand. Why not? I do understand
English. You can hear me. I cannot hear you because the speakers are there.
Oh,
correct? So let me finish the answer.
Okay,
so the definition of Allah is in Surah Ikhlas, chapter number 112, verse number 1 to 4, which says, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Say is Allah one only. You cannot hear me. Also, okay, this verse of the Quran says that Allah is two. Then there will be a contradiction. And there is no contradiction in the Quran. Allah says in Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse 82, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Do they not consider the Quran with care? Had it been from anyone besides Allah, there have been contradictions. So number one, there is no contradiction in the Quran. So you assuming that Allah can is nonsense. It says, if Allah wanted, that if Allah doesn't have a companion, how can he have a son? That does not mean that he has a son. Now coming to your question of Surah Maryam. In Surah Maryam chapter number 19, when Archangel Gabriel comes and asks Mother Mary, Maryam alayhi salam, you shall have a son. She replies, how shall I have a son when no man has touched me? How shall I have a son when no man has touched me? The reply given by Archangel Gabriel is, وَإِذَا قَذَا أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُلْ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. If Allah decrees a matter, he just says be and it is. So when she says, normally yes, for having a son, you have to procreate. For having a son, you have to procreate. But the reply given by the Archangel, if Allah decrees, if Allah wills, but Allah does not will. Allah can create Adam alayhi salam without father and mother. He created Eve with a man without a female. He created Isa alayhi salam with a mother without a father. وَإِذَا قَذَا أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَلْكُلْ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. If Allah decrees a matter, he will. But Allah will not decree ungodly things like becoming a human being, like having a son. That's for human beings. It Allah cannot go against his definition. You understand? If Allah decrees a matter, yes. But did Allah say that? No. Allah says, Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He begets not, nor is he begotten. So this is the definition of Allah. The moment he begets, he ceases to be God. The moment Allah has a son, he will cease to be God. Do you understand? If the definition of God in the Quran is Allah does not beget, he begets not, nor is he begotten. The moment you say Allah begot a son, he ceases to be God. Do you understand?
Can I ask a question on that?
Do you understand this, but if Allah begets a son, he ceases to be God. Do you understand this?
That's Quran chapter 39. Quran chapter 39, verse 4. We negate that statement.
If he intended, he did. If it's a question, for example, it is a sarcastic question. For example, it's a rhetoric. So rhetoric. If Allah had a son, I would be the first to bow. That doesn't mean Allah has. That's a rhetoric. If you are correct, I will give you $1 million. But you're not correct. So if doesn't mean it is correct. You understand, na? If Allah had a son, I would be the first to worship him. Allah doesn't have a son. So you don't understand English correctly. Because you don't understand English correctly, you are trying to say something and quoting out of context. First of all, you quote a verse out of context. If you quote a verse out of context, it will misguide the people. I got the correct context. Do you understand? Do you understand that you quoted out of context? Yes or no?
If you want me to quote it from the beginning, I can quote it. It does not matter. If you want me to quote it from the beginning, like from
you have to
earlier,
you have to.
I can.
We did not.
Okay, that's not a problem.
You did a mistake.
Okay.
You did
a mistake. Yes.
You have to apologize.
Okay.
You know, if I say, you know, Quran says Jesus is God. Do you know that? Quran says Jesus is God.
Okay.
Do you know that? Out of context.
Okay.
Wait. Quran says in Surah Maida chapter 5 verse number 17, no full context. لَقَدْ كَفْرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيُّ بْنُ مَرِيمَ. They are doing kufr, those who say Jesus is God.
Yes, I
so
agree.
So Jesus is God is there in the Quran, but out of context. The context is they are blaspheming. They are blaspheming those who say Jesus is God.
Yes.
They are blaspheming. Blasphemy, not blasphemy.
Why not?
What is blasphemy?
Is to ascribe, even according to Islam, is to ascribe another God to God.
So if you quote out of context, it is devilish.
Okay.
If you did it purposely, it is devilish.
Okay.
So you have to always quote in context. You can't just quote half. Now your question is over.
No.
I already answered your question. Wait. Don't say no. You gave three references of the Quran.
I'm saying
you get three references of the Quran.
Yes,
Surah Zumur chapter 39 verse number 4. Surah Anam Surah 6 chapter 6 verse number 101.
No, that's not the
and
all.
Surah Maryam chapter number 19. I answered all those three.
I have not finished on that. I was still quoting when you decided to answer.
This is not a debating section. If you want to debate, you hire a hall. I will send my student to debate you.
No debate.
It's a question answer session.
Add the last verse. Quran chapter 21
verse 91. This is a question answer session. You have to go beyond the queue.
That concludes the question. Quran chapter 21 verse 91.
Which one?
Quran chapter 21, verse 91.
21.
Yes. And my question, to conclude that number one question, which I've
okay,
said,
this
answer,
is the last. This is the last reference you're giving.
It's just
21:91. Okay, what does it say?
Now, he's saying there that Allah...
Do you agree that you made a mistake in the first two verses? Say yes. The answer I gave. Now, are you convinced that the first two verses doesn't say that Allah can have a son? Do you agree or not?
He said, if he wants to have a son.
If doesn't mean, if I say, if you are right, I will give you $1 million. Does it mean you are right?
That means it's not
if
you
I
to decide. It's not me to decide. It's Allah to decide. If
Allah
wants, not anybody.
Don't talk when I'm talking.
Nobody.
Do you understand English?
Why not, sir?
Do you understand English?
Okay. Why not? I'm speaking English.
I think you can't understand English.
I understand.
Then why are you breaking the rules? In question and session, you cannot interrupt. You cannot talk in between. Do you know that? You're talking.
Okay.
Is this a debate or is it a question and answer session?
It's a question, sir.
So once you ask a question, you have to keep quiet.
Okay. Thank you.
You Christian missionaries. You are a Christian missionary?
I mean what?
Are you a Christian missionary?
I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian.
Are you a Christian missionary?
I'm a Christian.
Are you a missionary?
I'm a Christian.
Are you a father or a pastor?
Say that again.
Are you a father or a pastor or a...
No, I'm a Christian.
Oh, you're afraid to tell your identity. Okay. You told 21:91.
Yes. I've only quoted the verse. I've not said my question in it. So if you permit me to say my question so that you can explain it. Quran chapter 21 verse 91. So my question there is it, and it's in that build up of that other questions, is that from that verse, Allah said he is the one who sent his angel, Jibril, to go and breathe his spirit into the private part of Mary. Now, I looking at it, even humanly speaking, that if I do anything to the private part of a woman, anything that comes out of it, I am responsible for it. Now, if it is Allah that sent his angel to take his spirit and breathe it into the Mary, then Allah is responsible for that child.
Understood.
And that child is son of Allah. Likewise, like if I did that to a woman, is my son.
Okay. Did you understand my first two answers, yes or no?
Yes.
I will give this answer.
Thank you.
So first two answers you understood.
I understand.
That you were wrong.
I understand.
You understand. Very good. So first two answers is agree that Allah. Now I'm coming to the last. Now you don't reply back, please. This is a question answer session. He did not tell the verse. The verse of the Quran of Surah Anbiya chapter 21 verse number 91 says, and mentioned the one who guarded her chastity. So we blew into a garment through our angel Gabriel, and we made her and her son a sign for the worlds. He's saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blown his spirit into Isa alayhi salam. Correct?
Yes, sir.
I agree with it. Do you know Allah says in the Quran in Surah Hijr chapter 15, verse 29, Allah blew the spirit into every human being. Quran says. Does it mean I'm God? Does it mean you're God? You don't understand the Quran. Allah says in Surah Hijr chapter 15 verse 29, Allah has blown the spirit into every human being. Allah says in Surah Sajda chapter 32 verse number 9, here blowing spirit means Allah has put his knowledge into every human being, including Isa alayhi salam. Now the problem is you read one verse, you don't read the full Quran. Have you read the full Quran?
I've read as
have you read the full Quran cover to cover? Have you read the full Quran?
As much as I can.
As much as I can. He could read only 5 verses.
No.
Or 10 verses.
No.
As much as I can means what? You're afraid to tell that, sorry, I have not read the complete Quran. This is trying to beat around the bush. Now, please don't answer. Your question is over. I've already answered your question. Now, don't talk. I'm completing the answer. This brother came to deceive the people. As much as I can. He's afraid to say, I read 100 verses or 200 verses or 1,000 verses. As much as I can. These are the ways the Christian missionaries, they try and attack. Good example a brother has given here. How I give in my talk, they come and knock at the doors. Now, normal Muslim would have got scared. Quoting was out of the context. This is a very good example you have in Nigeria. This brother is coming here trying to deceive the Muslim audience. The first two agreed. Do you agree that the Quran says Allah has born the spirit in every human being? So every human being is God, according to you.
He breathed the spirit to Mary in a private part. To all human beings, he just... That is what the Quran says. Quran chapter 21, verse 91. Everybody can read it. Quran chapter 21, verse 91.
Don't waste your time. Go and sit down. Go and waste your time. You don't want to give the answer. You're afraid. You're afraid to say that I did not read the Quran as much as I can. You are trying to go on the internet, pick up verses of the Quran out of context and trying to deceive the people. Then you want to read the Quran, read the complete Quran. Read the complete Quran and then say that the reason they pick up verses, they are being trained. They are being trained by missionaries how to ask questions out of context.